With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A top presidential aide calls it a massive scandal in Washington, D.C. And when all the details are known, Stephen Miller says it will stun you.
Even though D.C. had the worst crime in America, honestly measured, it dramatically understated how bad it was. There's even accusations that murders and homicides were reported as accidents instead of murders.
He says the Justice Department is investigating and will share the results of that inquiry. The president's crime crackdown having a positive impact. It's been 12 days without a single murder in D.C. And carjackings, once commonplace, have dropped sharply. The president talking about federal intervention in some other major cities, including Baltimore, Chicago, and New York. But Illinois' Democratic governor warns the president, hands off Chicago. President Trump taking his fight with the Federal Reserve to the next level, although this time it is not about the question of lowering interest rates, something Mr. Trump has been demanding of the Fed.
In an unprecedented move, the president said he's firing one of the Fed's governors. He posted a letter to Lisa Cook saying he is removing her because of allegations that she committed mortgage fraud. The attempt to dismiss a Fed governor is likely to touch off an extensive legal battle that will probably go to the Supreme Court.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. From the air and on the ground, the battle against the picket fire in California's Napa County goes on. Around 7,000 acres have burned, evacuation orders have been issued, and the cherished and economically important vineyards of California's wine country are under threat. Couple of tropical storms, one in the Atlantic, the other in the Pacific, are gaining strength. No watches or warnings, though, have been posted. Wall Street, Dow futures down 45. This is SRN News. A battle over freedom of expression is taking place in Indiana.
The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled against a pro-life student group at Noblesville High School that wants to put up posters reading Defund Planned Parenthood. School officials say all posters have to be content neutral. Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life of America tells the Christian Post that schools across the country are quick to accommodate liberal students but seem to be hesitant to extend the same freedoms to Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious colleges that require students to sign a statement of faith cannot be excluded from a popular Minnesota program that lets high school students take college courses for credit. That's the ruling from a federal judge, tossing a state law that she calls an unconstitutional violation of religious freedom. The decision from U.S. District Judge Nancy Brussell is a victory for two religious schools in the state. This is SRN News. Elon Musk is suing OpenAI and Apple, alleging anti-competitive conduct.
The complaint follows through on a threat Musk made when he accused Apple of unfairly favoring OpenAI and ChatGPT in the iPhone's App Store rankings for top AI apps. Musk's new lawsuit details a litany of grievances in an attempt to win monetary damages and a court order prohibiting the alleged illegal tactics. Some of the allegations echo an antitrust lawsuit filed against Apple last year by the U.S. Department of Justice. OpenAI has countered with a lawsuit against Musk, accusing Musk of ongoing harassment. I'm Lisa DeWire.
The president has signed an executive order directing the Justice Department to prosecute people for igniting civil unrest by burning the American flag. He argues that flag burning, when it incites violence, deserves a one-year jail term. More details, SRNNews.com.